Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday edition. Putin and Russia, they're all in the Ukraine. And I've got a fine guest. He's joining me right now live via Zoom, right from the top of this show. He's journalist Harvey Wasserman. I'm not clear. Is Harvey ready to join us right now? Harvey, can you hear us? We'll be joined by Harvey in just a moment, as soon as we can work it out. I can see that he's talking, but I can't hear him. Putin and Russia are all in. And here's why I've invited Harvey along to join us. Do you realize that Chernobyl is in the Ukraine? And Chernobyl overnight has been captured by the Russians. And in fact, there may be destruction already. We're not clear. The Ukrainian officials have acknowledged Chernobyl is under Russian control. Harvey Wasserman, the fine guest. Harvey, can you hear me now, sir? Tell you what, gentlemen. We'll send Harvey the phone number. Maybe Harvey can join us live via, you know, live via phone. We'll work it out with Harvey. But this is a troubling development in the Ukraine. Let me start here. I've got reporting from the Daily Beast, and the Daily Beast headline, Ukraine admits it's impossible to say if Chernobyl is safe. Ukrainian officials are warning that Russian forces may now have control over Chernobyl, the site of the world's worst nuclear disaster, raising alarming questions about possible radiation issues descending upon Ukraine, Belarus, and other European countries, should the fighting continue. Ukrainian Prime Minister, and I'm not going to try and say his name, and also the top presidential aide, Mikhail Podolyak, said that the Ukrainian forces had lost the site after clashing with Russian troops there, although that could not be independently confirmed by the Daily Beast. Here's a quick quote, and then we'll try again with the guest. After the vicious battle, we lost control over the Chernobyl plant. The condition of the facilities at the former nuclear plant, the confinement, and the nuclear waste storage facility is not known. After the absolutely senseless attack by the Russians in this area, it's impossible to see if the nuclear plant is safe. This is one of the most serious threats to Europe today. Knowing the habits of Russians, they are probably already preparing provocative things at the power plant or using damage done to the facilities during the attack to blame Ukraine, or they themselves will damage this incredibly dangerous facility. Gentlemen, are we ready for the guest? Harvey Wasserman, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, I'm with you.
All right. Outstanding. Harvey, your timing is excellent, sir. I appreciate you joining me here on the show today. You were published just yesterday at The Nation. You were warning of a Chernobyl 2.0. And before I could even get you on the show, sir, reportedly, the Russians have captured Chernobyl. I'm sure you had seen some of that reporting. How big a concern is this, Harvey?
This is the most serious threat the human race has ever faced. I'm going to repeat that. This is the most serious threat the human race has ever faced. Why they want to take Chernobyl is beyond me. You got four dead reactors there. But they've also, within shooting distance literally shooting distance of 6 reactors, which are operating near their where they've incurred into Ukraine. I don't know if they've taken the actual site, but it is the world's largest nuclear power facility. There are no other reactor sites certainly in the United States. The most reactors there are at any single site in the United States is 3, and they've got 6. And it's a site that I can't pronounce. It's Zaporified, something like that. I'm sorry. I got to learn how to do it. I have to look it up at Wikipedia real quick. But, you know, any one of these reactors could disperse another major radioactive cloud worldwide. The cloud from Chernobyl in 1986 killed 1 million people worldwide. And this one, there are 15 reactors in Ukraine that are licensed to operate. 12 of them are old Soviet reactors. 12 of the 15 reactors in Ukraine were built by the USSR. They are partially run by Russia. They're still dependent on Russia for fuel and other operating stuff. And they're more than 30 years old. Any one of them could be exploding as we speak. You cannot destabilize a region that has 15 nuclear plants and walk away. It's absolutely insane. And none of the major media is talking about this. I mean, they have to mention now that Putin took over Chernobyl, but God knows why. I believe they may be doing reprocessing there, but, Chernobyl is a dead zone. And you've got all his troops now marching through this region that is heavily radioactive. It's an exclusion zone. It's been an exclusion zone since 1986. Nobody is allowed to live there, and he's got his troops going through there. It's insane.
Now, Harvey,
any one of these could blow up.
Harvey, I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. My understanding is the initial reporting stated that the Russians had destroyed this site. The currently radioactive and the half-life's centuries and beyond. But the initial reporting I had seen is that they basically put the Chernobyl site under attack. And now even the Ukrainian leaders are admitting that they have full control, and the Ukrainians have no idea, you know, what has happened at this site, as far as I've understood from various reporting, Harvey.
It's absolutely terrifying. You've got Chernobyl Unit 4, which is the one that blew up. It is covered with a sarcophagus that cost $2 billion. It is a pit with ongoing radioactivity that is still hot after all these years. God knows what they're going to do with it. God forbid any explosives to go into that old Chernobyl Unit 4 site. We would have another apocalyptic event like we had in 1986. The other 3 reactors were shut by 2000. What the Russians are going to do with them, I have absolutely no idea. They've been shut for 20 years, all of them, minimum. And they're not operable. The site, you can say the site is destroyed, but God forbid anything should happen to those radioactive wastes, and we can have massive radiation releases. And the media will not deal with this. Because, you know, the nuclear industry wants to build more reactors. We have 93 reactors in the United States that are 30 years or older. And this could not be a more dangerous, you could not invent a more dangerous situation. And these reactors have the radioactive equivalent of nuclear weapons. From Fukushima, has emitted 100 times more radioactive cesium than was released at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I'll repeat that. 100 times more cesium has come out of Fukushima than was released at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Now, if you're talking about 15 reactors, including plus another four at Chernobyl, 15 that are operable, four that have been dead at least for 20 years, you have enough radiation to wipe the human race off this planet. God knows what he's going to do with these reactors. I mean, what is he thinking? Who knows what this guy is thinking? But the bottom line is, it could not be riskier. There's no more dangerous site on Earth than those six reactors in Ukraine in the southeast. And they're very, very close. I don't know if he's overtaken them or not.
Harvey.
I don't know if the military knows. But he's got Chernobyl. Why on earth he would take Chernobyl is beyond me. It's like going to a city and capturing the dump. You know, I mean, come on. But, you know, this guy's a psychopath, very clearly. And who knows what he plans to do with Chernobyl. But if he's got troops in there, they're getting irradiated as we speak. That place has been a dead zone for a quarter century.
Harvey, that's...
What he wants with it, I don't know.
Harvey, that's the nature of my next question. We've got to take a break here in a minute. My understanding is we got you for one more segment, Harvey. But if there was a radioactive plume, if there had been damage to this Chernobyl reactor, my understanding, last time the radiation was traceable all the way to North America. If there has been some sort of cataclysmic event triggered by this Russian invasion, either, you know, because they wanted to do it, Harvey, or through casualties of war, if you will, just collateral damage. But either way, Harvey, would we, the American people, be notified if there's some sort of radioactive plume that's now leaving Chernobyl?
Yeah, they can figure it out. Putin's not going to tell us. But, you know, when Chernobyl blew up in 86, the Soviets didn't say anything. And the radiation was discovered because of the monitors at a nuclear plant in Sweden. And they figured they could tell from the radiation it wasn't theirs. And that's how we found out. That's how we found out that Chernobyl had exploded. So this time, 30 years later, 35 years later, if there are radiations from Chernobyl, released from Chernobyl this time, we'll know about it, but it won't be because Putin tells us.
Harvey, you got one more segment for us? Maybe 7-8 more minutes?
Absolutely.
My fine guest.
Absolutely.
He is Harvey Wasserman. Now, I found his piece, Chernobyl 2.0. It was published at The Nation just yesterday. And as we made this booking for the appearance today, that was before we knew that the Russians would capture Chernobyl overnight. It's at the Daily Beast. Ukrainian officials say they don't know the condition of Chernobyl. But we'll talk more with Harvey Wasserman. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, sort of a radioactive Thursday edition. We'll be right back with the fine guest, Harvey Wasserman.
There's nobody that understands the horror of nuclear better than me.